On Saturday, former Jets running back Curtis Martin will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And on hand in Canton will be a guy who is responsible for moving guys out of the way so he can get a lot of those rushing yards, and that is former Jets center Kevin White. Kevin, thanks for a few minutes.
I'm glad to be here. Glad to be a part of it, man. I'm excited for Curtis and for this weekend.
Thanks for joining us again, Kevin. And just, you know, when you look at the history and the career of Curtis Martin, talk about how good this guy was, because I think even though he's going into the Hall of Fame, he still might be one of the more underappreciated running backs in the history of the league. You blocked for him, you played with him, you know the kind of player he is, the kind of person he is. How good was Curtis Martin?
I would say that he was probably one of the most underrated running backs to play during his time and our time together. He's a guy that just, you know, we had led the league in rushing 1 year. Had a 1,000-yard season 10 years in a row. Very elite company that he's in. And, it's well-deserving. The honor to go in the Hall is for him is well-deserving. He's worked his tail off and has probably been the best running backs I've ever played for, blocked with, or blocked against, or blocked for. And I'm just thrilled to death for Curtis and for the honor that he's getting this weekend.
What was it like blocking for him? Is obviously a lot of the great running backs will have a little different nuance to them, but when you're breaking the huddle and you're getting up there and getting ready to snap the ball, and you know Curtis, number 28, is there in the backfield, what was it like blocking for him and knowing you had a guy like him back there?
Well, you knew that he was going to see the hole for one, and he understood the play. And what a lot of young running backs don't do that he did was understand the blocking schemes. So he would be able to anticipate where the potential holes would be or where the potential cuts could be. And he did a great job. He did a great job of setting the blocks, especially on the perimeter runs. We ran the toss sweeps and things like that. He'd, quick step inside to get the defender to come inside and then bounce outside or vice versa. And he did a wonderful thing in being able to make our job as offline easier as we went through and through his career. And I think one thing also that a lot of people don't realize, or not too many people make a big deal about it, Curtis understood pass protections like nobody's business, and did not have a problem sitting in the pocket and picking up that sixth rusher or that sixth defender coming through the hole or whatever. So he prided himself on doing both really, really well. He sat on meetings with us on the offensive line on Thursday afternoons to go through our blocking schemes to see where we're going to be at, who protections are going to, and stuff like that. So, it was a craft that he did. He did well, and he worked hard at it.
Talking to former Jet center Kevin Mawai as Curtis Martin goes into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Curtis has said a few times that he really didn't like football at first, and he used it as just kind of a business, and then he really started to appreciate it as the years went on. Did you get that sense from him that really, like, football, he says, really didn't seem like it was a big deal?
He said that all the time, and for him, he always said it was a means to an end and to make things happen, to make the difference, and that's great. I've used my career for the same purposes, but at the end of the day, you can't do what we did, go to training camp, in the summer and work out all year long and not have some kind of affinity for the game. He was good at it, and a lot of kids coming up are good, and that's why they do it. But to play as hard as he did, as long as he did, to go through the pain that he went through, because he did play with some injuries, you got to have some kind of love for the game. And I think that was Curtis underselling himself and being very humble like he always has been.
We're talking to Kevin Mawai. Kevin, what's it going to be like for you sitting in the audience at Canton watching Curtis go in? What's going to go through your mind, you think?
I think two things that I think of is one is the privilege it was to play with Curtis and to block for him, and the honor it was to block for him, because, a lot of guys play in the NFL for so many years, and sometimes you never play with greatness, and sometimes you're just surrounded by a bunch of average guys and maybe one or two good guys, but Curtis was a great player. He's a great guy in the locker room. It was my privilege to block for him, and it'd be an honor sitting there as a teammate of his to watch him get inducted. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the reunion of other teammates of mine. I know Jason Fabini's going to be there, Vinny Testaverde, and others. So I'm looking forward to us getting together to celebrate the greatness of Curtis Martin.
You should ask Fabini if he can still play, and then the Jets would like to upgrade their right tackle spot.
I've think Benny's probably about the same boat I am. The thought of it sounds intriguing, but the reality of it is not so pleasing.
Yeah.
But every sun sets, and the Jets got to do what they got to do. Yeah. But we'll just be happy being nostalgic about the times we had in the late 90s.
Kevin, thanks a lot for a few minutes. Enjoy Canton and enjoy the ceremony as Curtis Martin gets inducted. And you might want to check out the place very thoroughly because you might be next.
I have no comment on that.
Kevin, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, Peter. Good talking to you, and you take care, man.
All right, take care, Kevin. Thanks.